Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast. I'm Paul, your game master, and with me we have Natalie, who plays Bright Force.
Hello.
Mike, who plays Blastar.
Hey, everybody.
Art, who plays Samurai Crab.
Evening, everybody.
And Rob, who plays Demon.
You almost forgot about me.
I did not. I was trying to remember how to pronounce your freaking character name.
Yeah, you almost forgot how to pronounce my name. You almost forgot about me.
You're the one who fucks up every time saying Damon. Saying Damon.
It was my character, my choice.
You, who used the ash symbol?
I did.
And gave me fun of me for not using the ash symbol when I typed it up.
I did.
Kiss my shit.
Okay. No, thank you.
Okay, moving on.
That sounds disgusting. All right, so last time on podcast.
Hey, I got questions for y'all.
I got answers.
Son of a.
I might have answers depending on the question.
I was gonna do a softball. Really, it's a binary question.
Yes. No.
Question
maybe
is, for your character. There's three answers, but is what's your favorite? Surf, turf, or vegetarian? Random question, but it might be relevant to your character. I don't know.
Turf, surf.
Ouch.
Wow. I would want you to know that her answer is actually surf. So
you like fish?
Whatever. I personally don't, but I feel like she would. I feel like she would like fish.
You're feeling spiteful, aren't you? Because I picked yours out.
Yes.
So you wanted to change your answer.
Is it? Could the answer be surf and turf?
Yeah, okay, it can.
Oh, so then there are more than just three answers, Paul.
Okay, three in multiple choice answers. Multiple is an option. All right, Mike, what's Weasel's choice?
Rico would say food is food.
No matter if it moves or gulps, or sways food in the wind.
Okay. Or takes in...
He'll eat it.
Photosynthesis.
He doesn't have a favorite?
Food Mexican?
Ooh, so cannibalism.
Mostly turf.
Food is food.
All right.
He likes sushi. He likes everything.
It sounds like a mic is...
Sounds like somebody who, you know, lived on the streets for a while of his own choosing.
Fair. All right, Art?
Probably be surf.
And Demon?
Turf.
Yeah. You answered that immediately at the top, yeah. All right, cool. It was a basic question, but I wanted to get something in there.
Neat.
All right. So, who wants to do the recap?
Wasn't the last one just figuring out the puzzle?
Nope, that was.
Did have the other. Right. Yeah.
The last episode was the puzzle, and there was something before the puzzle.
Yeah, that was the shield.
We finished with the psychic cat mage slayer bullshit
that we made friends with.
Those are real monsters, Aeonian absorbers that I reflavored a little.
And then we solved the puzzle that was stay the course, young hero, and together you... This one isn't actually finished out.
Oh my god!
So the one random paper I grabbed was not actually finished.
Here's mine, so you can...
Edit button!
No, keep it!
Here's mine, so you can actually read the correct one.
Oh my god!
You know he's leaving it in now?
I'll edit out the edit button, shit. But...
No, you can leave it.
Stay the course, young heroes, and together you can save the world. Failure to do so could lead to disaster. Never forget, you are more than you know.
Yep. And as you said that, I think it was the end of it.
The door lit up and opened, and we could go through, and we got a level.
Yep. Ding!
Ding, Frezadun, ding, Frezadun.
We're level 11 now.
No, you son
of a bitch. Damn it! I tried.
We go through the light, and it's silhouetted. Move forward, and then it's like, bonk, end of episode.
Alright, so everyone, I'm going to have everyone go over what they got at their level. You can tell HP totals if you want, you don't have to, and then also just say what you got at your level. Natalie?
So, leveled up to level 10, right? You know, that's what we were supposed to do.
Correct.
Nelly did this all by herself. So, we found aura of my fucking.
You're okay.
Aura of courage. God! I got Aura of Courage. We all leveled up to level 10. And I got Aura of Courage, which allows myself and friendly creatures around me...
Within 10 feet.
Within 10 feet, can't be frightened.
Yeah.
I did. Okay, next person.
And she can also prepare another spell.
Son of a bitch!
No. It's odd levels.
Half.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. That was half.
Huh?
Nope, it's odd levels.
It's half rounded up, which is why it wouldn't matter when you go to an even. All right. I'm going to pick Art next.
All right. Well, I got another fighter ability, so I took Defender, which I was not paying attention when I was creating the character earlier, so I retconned and took a feat at 9th. So I ended up getting...
You mean the defense combat style?
Yeah.
Because Defender is a different thing.
Yeah, the defense...
Because
Defender is a different
thing. Defender's a legendary short sword.
But with that, so then the feat would have been, I added an extra boost to my spark, the water spark. So I ended up with making waves, which allows me to do tidal wave 5 times per long rest.
Power mod, but 5 in your case.
Yep. Freedom of movement when submerged, and then a power mod per long rest when not submerged. And then
you can do what? You didn't say.
Oh, freedom of movement. It's aqua.
You did say that.
Did he? I didn't hear it.
Yeah.
Okay. My brain shut off for a second. Which is all right. So he used Tick Spark Boost, which took all of his power sets and increased them by 1 rank. And he's watering, got his other abilities, and then what did Exoskeleton get you?
Exoskeleton gets me Shrapnel Blast, which is a piercing damage fireball, power mod per long rest, and Exoflight, a 30-foot fly speed.
Oh, God, the flying crab.
Yep.
Wait, I'm picturing the video, the little crab underwater just like takes off after the camera.
I don't. I've never seen this video, but I assume it's a thing.
It's adorable. If I find it again, I'll send it to you guys.
Okay. All right. Mike, let's have you do Blast Our next.
Oh. Okay.
Rob was too eager. I had to shut it down.
Yeah. Well, you skipped me before. Mm-hmm. We're going around the table. That's why we'll just skip over you. So I put the picture up in front of my face. Like, oh, fine. I'll just not be here.
I just thought you were going to flip it down when he picked you.
I thought about it. In any case, I am now a 9th level sorcerer, so I get 5th level spells, which means I can cast Hold Monster.
Yeah.
It seemed about right.
Hold Monster is so good, especially with a paladin in the group.
I mean...
Hold in place, let pound.
Yeah, my other option was, what was it, Immolation?
Immolation's one of the worst spells in 5th edition.
Yeah, but it's... the flavor is perfect.
But the function is ass. All right. Anything else?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Last but not least.
Yay, I'm last least. And
certainly least.
So. Oof.
They're brothers, guys. Oof. They've been making fun of each other since Rob was born.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since the moment I could swallow a dice.
That was like 2 years ago, right?
I couldn't swallow before then.
Nope, you couldn't.
Liquid diet only, man.
Liquid diet.
You, you still have to swallow
you
liquid.
Still have to swallow.
It's all IV or G-tube, then.
Ooh, don't even go there. All right. But what'd you get?
So, 10th level cleric. Divine intervention.
That means a 10% chance to screw my plans up.
And it scales from there.
Yeah.
Then, yeah. I picked up, I rearranged my spells because I had a long rest. So I also get an additional 5th level slot, and my Abjurent Dragon Mark, a.k.a. my Mark of the Nephilim, has an effect that kicks in from that feat.
Okay, cool. All right, what is your good number on a
D10?
D10, it's a 10% chance, so instead of rolling a percentiles and seeing if it's between 1 and 10, or 90 and 100.
Yep.
What's your good number on a D10?
6.
Roll this in front of the group.
That is a 4.
Looks like a 6 to me.
I can't even see a 6
now in my head.
That was an 8.
I used my inspiration.
Damn. Would you like to roll it with your inspiration?
I don't have inspiration.
Okay.
I don't have inspiration.
What does it give you?
A boon, a legendary boon from...
An epic boon.
Do you really, really want it?
Well, and also, he loses a D10 of hit points. He loses a D8 of hit points permanently.
It would be worth it.
So, is this like a roll every level?
Every level he gets shot at.
Okay. Yeah. So, it's not gone.
Okay.
No, and the way, the way I read it, I then, next level, have a 20% chance.
That is not how that reads.
But that's how I read it.
That is not how that reads.
It's 10% chance every level.
Yes.
Yeah.
Controls. I don't have the Chad dice out yet.
The Chad dice?
It's Chad. From Join the Party.
Okay.
All right, we were actually recording this before they did their superhero series, but, you know, more superheroes in D&D is welcomed as far as I'm concerned. All right, so, you guys were just about to walk through the golden door because you had your rest and you're ready to go. You know, you guys went to your restroom. Rest.
Area.
Yeah, rest area.
All right, I also...
restroom is something else.
Yeah, I know. A water closet.
The rest area, I always just imagine pulling off to the side of the road.
That's exactly what we did.
Yeah, so you guys got your sleep, you got your level, all good. You figured out the puzzle, and it is now time to go through the door of golden light.
I thought we already did the final, and that's what the puzzle was.
There's...
I don't know what that means.
Wrong
answer.
Oh.
You ever hear me go,
I like no, I like to hear that.
No, he's a
Rico
goose,
actually
Mike.
Did say, I thought we were all done, and then you just hear
you just hear like a global what the fuck was that? Yeah.
I'm not looking forward to getting out of here and having to deal with the other four idiots.
The fidiots?
The corporate crusader bullshit.
Caped crusaders.
I know what I said.
All right. For those of you who don't know, we've only mentioned them once or twice. The Cape Crusaders are a corporate-sponsored Cape team based out of Riverside City. They have stations all throughout the country, but the biggest one is in Riverside City, and the second biggest one is in Los Angeles.
And they have no presence in Chicago because of interference with the Chicago Crusaders.
Correct. There was a legal battle, and they lost. Because some really rich people were on that team, and they just lost.
References!
Yay!
Pretty right. Accurate.
Cool. So, you guys, you have a giant golden wall in front of you. Like, you know you can walk through it.
I have flashbacks of me
I'm
doing
something. Some bad flashbacks of that, too.
You are both fine. Mostly.
I survived. I vote I don't go first this time.
Yeah, I will right. be happy to go first.
It's because they didn't like me going first.
Well, that's because you were our fucking lifeline at that point.
I am always your fucking lifeline. I'm the goddamn cleric.
We almost died.
You got better.
You went first.
You got better.
We were suffocating.
You got better. Maybe, you figured it out.
Maybe Sam Redcrab goes first.
I will go first.
He just walks through the door.
I'm just going to walk through.
Yes, we're all fighting. All right.
So I'm going to describe what you see. All right, you are in a massive golden field of, like, golden grass. Golden, goldish green grass.
Eat?
No. Roughly, you know, 12 inches high. It is an idyllic plain, like you'd imagine from the ye olden times where it hasn't been touched by mankind.
Question. Would you say it's like Elysium from Greek mythology?
Very much so. You see the trees are all bearing golden fruit. And gold with a tinge of whatever color they should. Like, it's goldish red. Or, like, if it's a banana, it's gold. Gold. Gold, a little bit of brown on the ends.
No, no, you it's know. Golden green because it's not quite ripe yet.
Okay, yeah, but things like that. And in the center of the glade, there's a tree. It's enormous. I mean, this tree is 1,000 feet tall, and the trunk is every bit of 15 foot across. And there is a woman sitting with a giant winged cat laid across her lap, and she's just stroking its fur. She says, "Ah, welcome. Come join. We'll wait for your companions to arrive."
Okay, thank you.
I will. As the three of us are still arguing over who to go first.
Yeah. If you guys don't go, I'm going to go. So you guys got to go.
Fine.
Fine. I'll go. You go.
I push them. I don't push her because I can't push her. I push him.
All right, so Rico pops through next, and the woman
holding my breath.
The golden hair, the black, the I guess she'd had raven hair with a golden crown set into it. Close.
The other one isn't in there, so I had to
see Natalie. I think they missed the part that I said.
What? Oh yeah.
You're holding your breath.
Yeah.
You see that he's totally fine. Oh,
he's always totally fine.
He has self-contained breathing.
Self-contained suit.
You don't have to, I'm just giving my idea. You don't have to actually.
I'll show you after.
You said
you're not lying.
So do you close it outside?
I cleared it.
Okay.
Black hair or golden?
She has black hair with a golden tiara, and her eyes are a piercing violet, and she is wearing what appears to be a golden mini skirt, not a gold, like a silver mini skirt.
Okay.
She is gaudy, but she's just got so much personality, so much charisma that you're like, it works.
So it's like on par with me, charisma wise?
Missing Violet.
So it's like on par with me, charisma wise?
No. Higher.
Ah.
Wow. You need the actor, Mike. Okay. Come on. Arcana?
I was going to say, it sounds.
Religion?
Just like her. Weird.
Once everyone's in there, she has you all come join her by the giant cat. This giant cat is, when I say giant, I mean it is every bit of 15 feet long, and the wings, it looks like, would stretch out 30 feet. I mean, it is a...
So it'll fit inside a fireball.
You would,
yeah. Oh, my God! No, we're not!
All
right.
She waits till you all join her, and... she says, "Either you can sit on the grass, or I can, or you know, you watch as like chairs half form out of the grass, you know, or like a bench." But she says, "I just want to talk."
Okay.
This is never a good sign, guys. I'm just letting you know. Whenever someone with authority just wants to talk, mental. It's usually bad.
I assume that's a mental conversation.
This is mental conversation.
She says, "Don't worry," and she looks directly at you. "I just want to talk." And that's in your head.
Hey, okay. Remember, you can't be afraid anymore. You can't be frightened.
You're never afraid. Ever.
No, not true. She can't be frightened. Just the condition.
Correct.
The condition frightened, but she still can be scared.
She can't be frightened. Like, nothing can. Nothing will ever scare you so much that you can't.
The last time that a female authority figure said, "We just need to talk," it was when
her mom.
There was threatened of, you know, military school. So just throwing that out there. No. When she hears someone like that say, "We need to talk," she's like,
No. I just want to talk, not we need to talk. But I get where you're coming from.
So yeah.
Do you sit on the ground like she is, or do you sit on the benches?
Do you perch?
I squat down.
Do you perch on the ground?
Yeah, it's the grass is.
I don't sit.
Soft. Is it soft?
I sit a foot off the ground. Are you perching higher than a foot? Or are you? The grass, when the little bit of your ass that is touching the grass, is perfectly supported. Like the grass is making like the perfect chair.
No, this is not right.
I'll sit down and take the lotus position.
It's like the best like prayer mat you ever sat on. Like it is perfectly weight distributed perfectly. You feel like you could sit there for days and not. Not go numb or anything like
that. I sit in one of the chairs that are provided.
The bench?
Yes.
Yeah, it's just a bench. It's a comfortable bench, but it's not like...
I believe you.
Yeah.
I will match her in her position.
You sit next to her.
Guys, I swear to God. Sits on the ground. Everyone else is sitting on the ground. I sit on the ground.
Weasel's not sitting.
You're...
He's perching.
You... Is anyone else on the bench?
No.
No?
Nope.
Sitting on the ground. Just like, son of a...
It's comfortable.
Crisscross applesauce.
Like almost what he's doing.
She does, no joke though, she sits and she goes crisscross applesauce and then hands together.
the woman just smiles.
I would enter a meditative position.
Probably the same lotus pose that he is. Or maybe half lotus if you're not flexible. What's your dexterity?
Dexterity used to be a lot better. I wonder what happened to my dexterity.
It's still better than 12. You can.
It's a 14.
You can Lotus just fine if you want.
Hey, I can too, but I don't.
Yeah. She says, congratulations on making it here. You've done a phenomenal job. I appreciate your idiosyncratic way of dealing with problems.
Is she calling us idiots?
I think she's calling
Let me make an intelligence check on that.
I think she's complimenting us that we didn't kill everything on site.
Ah, we only fought back when.
Hey, I was just playing my character,
and but so was he, and it was also having to be correct.
I figured that out.
I just wanted verification on what the word actually means. My character would have known.
Yeah, idiosyncratic is like eclectic or different. Mm-hmm. You know, like,
unique.
Yeah. And she said, "I appreciate you not killing those cats. They're not difficult. They're not." Easy to come by now. These we'd have to have. I would have to have redirected the forge to a different world to gather more.
What is the cat doing right now?
Purring loudly. And like, she pets it.
No, I think she's referring to the mage slayers.
As they're all talking,
the big winged cat.
Oh, okay.
Like, giant. This is a tiger that is 15 feet long with wings.
May I flavor real quick?
Sure.
As they're talking with her, the cat goes up to Luna and does like you know. That cat thing where it's like the head.
It hasn't left her side.
Are you? But she would be sitting right there.
Oh, if you can lean over and try and pet it, it lets you pet it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then
it noses your hand gently. And,
wait, but I thought Luna was a dog person.
Yeah.
She likes anything soft. What are you talking about?
It is the any soft. Any animal. It is super soft, but you feel the radiating power out of this thing. It is like a. It is primed and ready. It is. Primed. If you guys were to attack this lady, it would maul you all to
ready?
Death.
Scratch under the chin.
It purrs a little louder, and you hear rah, rah, rah. Okay.
Since we're sitting here and conversating,
conversating.
I know what I said.
And one of those is wrong.
Yes.
I wonder which one.
Likely me.
Correct.
But I'm gonna try and call Cece. I don't know if I can in here.
She's your familiar, right?
Yeah.
She appears.
Okay. Since we're relaxing and enjoying a nice conversation.
Wow. Wait, what the? That's a big cat! And then the lady.
She can probably hear you.
Is she like me? Are you like me?
And the woman just smiles.
What do you mean like you?
Super fucking powerful.
I don't know. We feel the same. Kinda. Oh. I think she's a lot older than I am.
And she says, okay. Here, a woman doesn't talk about her age.
I was about to scold him for that, but I'm like, no.
And she says, I see you've taken care of the... Thank
yes.
You.
Yeah. Not a problem. Okay.
This is Paul breaking Mike's brain, not the cat, not the lady breaking Rico's brain.
Yeah,
he had no idea that was coming. The fact that she summoned Cece, I was like, "There's no." I said, "If he figures out it's not a combat encounter, maybe he summons her. If so, there's a response."
I was the one that's home to do it.
It's true.
Yeah,
you may have inspiration.
Yay!
I didn't hear him say that. Is it on the car ride? Or?
No.
While we were sitting here. He's like,
Those
little hand gestures and shit.
Up the arm like something was walking. Yeah. And Cece just kind of settles down in the grass and goes, this is really comfy. And then she immediately just passes out.
All right.
Is it still breathing?
Yeah, totally.
Okay. I just had to make sure.
She says, I'm sorry. I didn't give you a name.
Okay. What? I mean.
Nass.
Okay. So you wanted to talk with us, right?
Yes. I'd like to get a measure of your worth.
Okay.
This is the final test after all.
Huh.
Many a hero has met the end of their life here, and many a villain as well.
Yeah.
For this, the Hero Forge does not only accept heroes, most places. And some it accepts anyone with a strong enough drive for change.
Change can be both good and bad.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
However, on this particular look, in this particular location, we decided to only allow those who are pure of heart.
And what about the...
Purity can go both ways. One can be pure of heart for good.
Oh, you mean the four who went in before you?
Yeah, correct.
They never would have survived my chamber. I was the final test to stop people like them from making it back.
Ah. Well, they're not making it back alive, but...
No.
We need to bring them back anyways, because we need to explain what we learned about them.
Totally understandable. They will be out. When you exit, they will appear in a pile at your feet.
And that is what the other cat things were saying.
Do you remember their
name? Does Art remember their name?
They did not give us a name.
They absolutely did. I don't remember them, but I know Art wrote it down.
Are we talking about the cats, or yes, are we talking about the cowls?
Because I'm not sure I gave them names.
I don't remember the cats having names.
Oh, no, she's my brother.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I didn't give them names. If Art can't find it, I didn't name them. Okay. No, never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, right there. So, she said, those are good ones. They're a little less violent than their normal kin.
Well, they stopped attacking when they found out I could talk with them.
Most people can't.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of new to it, so...
Yes. Seems like that was something that came out of you, that suddenly.
Yeah. Yeah, explosively, almost.
She laughs, and she's, you know, her laugh sounds like, pleasant bells, like, Rob... Roll me an insight check, and you can add your intelligence
bonus. Based intelligence.
Instead of your...
Just Rob?
Correct. Just him.
So just straight intelligence.
Okay, that's still better than most people's skills.
Plus 6. I can't see it.
That's a 15 plus 6 is 21. You feel like the two voices in your head are being suppressed.
Ethereal. Boreal.
For the first time in your life, there's no answer.
Freedom!
Freedom! Can I hear
to myself?
Wait.
I've got my mind to myself.
Do you?
Damn it!
But no, for the first time in your life, there's not a little voice in your head besides your regular conscience.
Do I think it's due to the realm or the company?
You get the impression, definitely impression that when you look at her, she winks.
So it's her... I do mention that to Emma Hotline.
She can hear the hotline.
I know.
Just talk, right?
I know.
We still do it.
Yeah,
it's a habit. Come on.
Yeah,
it's not a habit.
It is a habit, and she just smiles.
Yeah, my companions are not there. I'm assuming our hostess.
She nods.
Is suppressing them. For what reason, I do not know.
My suspicions are that they're not supposed to be involved with what we're doing.
Were they a part of any of the other aspects of this run, of the Hero Forge?
Very much. You notice you haven't heard. Now you think about it, they've been dead quiet. I mean, the occasional word, but not more than that.
You did have your cancel criticals ability, though.
Yeah, so, but that's not blessed from...
That's
ability, not a...
Actual. No, that was a blessing from...
Saren. Yeah.
That's different. That is on your body. This is something that is purely spiritual. You do with that what you will.
Can I make, like, an arcana check on the Catman well?
You can roll a religion, actually.
It's like it's all the same for me. 9 plus 14 for 23.
If you had to guess, that cat is an Archon.
Wait, like the one from Chicago?
No, like the giant winged cat of Doom that would be able to disintegrate you and make you stop existing.
Yeah.
But instead of having a rider, it is just the cat, which means it's larger. Usually an Archon is actually a combination of mountain rider. This is like the form is just one thing. And then she is something more. You actually didn't pull high enough to get what she might be.
Well, I only asked about the cat, so.
Okay. Yes, Natalie.
Could I roll a history?
Absolutely.
If I recognize anything?
Yeah, sure, go for it. If you, everyone else has something you want to roll, ask, and I'll give you answers.
Nature?
So plus 5.
Sure.
18 plus 5.
Wow, you rolled very well.
It's 23. I know! Okay. It was not
she
one of
She rolled the same as him.
So that's 23, sorry.
Yeah, let's have everyone else roll. I remember your 23 history. Okay. Mike, you got anything to roll, or are you good?
24 total on nature.
Okay. And Art, you got anything you want to roll? Anything you want to think about?
Yeah, I'm
thinking.
I'm thinking.
All right, I'll answer those first.
I've got nothing worth the situation.
I'm
going to
do the history first. No, I'm sorry. I'm going to do the nature first because it's got less information. You know that this place can't exist on this on Earth. The ambient energy it would take to create a tree like that with the plants like this and the grass. This is from somewhere else.
Yeah, probably more of an arcana roll to get the exact plane.
Yeah, or
we're dead. Tent. We're dead.
Or, oh. It could very well be.
We're dead.
You know that there's a solar system out there. You know that there are galaxies.
Can I actually see the stars in the sky?
Yeah.
Oh no! Oh my god! We're
it's the middle of the day.
Damn.
Yes, there is a star in the sky.
Beautiful. So, yeah, one, it's really bright over on the side.
So we're
same
in.
Color as
then I can measure its luminosity if same, I have the right
same,
gear.
Same color as soul.
Okay. I.
Which is the sun's name, in case you didn't know.
Yep. Didn't know.
So we're,
everyone does.
So we're in the afterlife. Afterlife.
I do take a few pictures of the sun there.
They're totally normal.
And then.
No, I just measure luminosity so I can actually compare it to known in the database. So I might be able to eventually figure out where this location might have been, if it's within visual range of the orc system.
She says, "I'll save you the trouble. That's what the sun looks like outside."
Does the photo save?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Is there a river nearby?
As you think about it, you do hear a very subtle sound like water coming.
What year is this?
Be telling.
Guys, we're dead, and we're in. That's the River Styx that you're hearing.
No, that's the Mississippi.
Oh my god!
We are somewhere in time on our planet.
Oh my god!
Actually, forward or back?
Actually, it would be with where the it would be the Mississippi.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, you can tell it's coming from away, but it's Mississippi. It's a big fucking river.
Yeah. Plus, he's water based. So.
Where the hell are we in
you
time?
I'm sorry. With water pumps, you can feel it. It's about a mile away, but it's loud enough you can hear it.
And yeah.
There's no other noise.
Okay.
This is likely in the past.
It's not. Where are you? It's when are you?
Yeah.
23. Is that what it is? It was.
No.
Mississippi.
Oh, you have a history, right?
Yeah.
You looking around? This is far enough back. There's no date scale. If it's 1,000 years, it's 10,000 years. If it's 10,000 years, it's 50,000 years.
Are we talking to Gaia?
It could be 100,000 years.
Wait, are we talking to Gaia right now?
Possibly, yeah.
Did you ask?
Do it.
Do it. Ma'am.
Yes.
Is your name Gaia?
That's one of my sisters.
That's one of your sisters? Who? What's your name?
She says, you can call me Gemma.
E-M-M-A?
Sure. And she has a twin.
No, I'm asking Paul, the GM. That's how you spell the name.
Literally, she's never seen it spelled before. So however you say it, however you want it to be spelled, that is officially how it's spelled.
It's spelled with symbols you don't recognize, and neither does Damon.
No, he's got common languages. It
I know.
In his
it
head.
Doesn't.
Oh, it doesn't. It has no meaning.
Sure it does. Her
no.
name.
Yeah, that's all it means. You know it says Gemma, but you don't. The letters don't mean anything to you. She says, some of you figured this out, that you are. It's not where you are, it's when you are. This is 100,000 years in the past.
100,000 years in the past?
Well, that's how long the...
I'm asking.
This is the day before the forge settled.
Ah, okay.
I've brought you here so that you can see how the world was, so you can understand what's been done to it.
Okay.
She said, "I'm sorry." She says, "The world you live in was nearly perfect, but there's a darkness that comes from that perfection, striving to become better, when there really isn't a means to do so." A contemporary of mine, the Great Golden Dragon, has done his best to keep this world as whole as he could. But there are forces against him that even he doesn't know at this point. And she says, as of this time period you're seeing, if you'd like, I can take you up and you can see what the world looks like.
Please. I would love it.
Now, you'll notice that as soon as you leave the ground, your phones fizzle out and they just turn off. I'm sorry, I can't allow you to have... This isn't actually time travel so much as it is a vision of the past that's recreated off of my memories.
Well, then perhaps the phones just don't record anything.
Yeah, we just get the black screen.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you can take pictures, but when you go back, there's nothing there. It's just,
we look at the camera, and it shows blackness. Because it's in our minds versus correct. What we see.
Exactly. She said, now, those of you with perfect recall or the ability to transfer mental images will be able to transfer those.
Cool.
So she kind of like swirls her hand, and you all lift off from the ground and kind of sail away on the wind. And you're raised up to be about, 10,000 feet off the ground. And you think, I shouldn't be able to breathe. It should be very uncomfortable.
Really, it's not that big a deal. Yeah, mind over matter. I'm good.
No, we both hold our breath, though. And then when we're going, then it's fine. Yeah,
down and you just totally. See the... The virgin landscape, and you see the buffalo roaming, and you see, it would be buffalo.
100,000 years ago?
Yeah.
Dinosaur.
Ice Age?
Damn it.
Oh.
Yeah. It would be. Yeah.
What era were we in 100,000 years ago?
It's definitely not dinosaurs.
No.
No, it's way too late.
But Ice Age definitely would make sense.
That was 50,000 years ago.
On and off.
It was a period of ice age, but it was not a full glacial period.
So would there be some parts of what we're seeing still in an ice age?
What years were the ice ages?
The last glacial period occurred from the end of the Aminian to the end of the Younger Dryas, encompassing the period circa 115,000... Period C, 115,000 to C, 11,700 years ago. So, yeah. Ice Age.
Yeah, but, from what I'm looking at, it wasn't a full glacial period 100,000 years ago. Which means the ice
was... It was receding at that time.
Yeah, the ice was, at this point, is when it was at its most fertile. So, actually, you see the verdant life. You see to the north, you see the... like the ice cat, you see the ice receding, you see a giant ice shelf receding. You can't see it receding, but it's very far away. And she says, this is what could have happened. It's what could have stayed if it wasn't for forces beyond anyone's control. Now, underneath the Hero Forge is a truly terrible force that is even now trying to break through. But I have speared it with the forge. When I leave... and take the forge with me, alongside the sage, it will be released. Or it could be released.
Okay.
So its bindings are going to be weakened so that it could potentially escape.
Correct.
What do we need to bind it again?
I don't know. I know that the only future that had the world not being devastated by those beings, by those foul beings... was finding four pure-hearted young people who had a thirst for justice.
Just ice. I just got hit.
Take 12 points of damage.
But you're rolled a 1!
Yeah.
Yeah. Glad it wasn't higher.
All right. It was a multiplier die.
Uh-huh.
Base 12.
You feel a sharp stinging pain.
That was a Rob joke, not a Damon joke.
That was not made clear, sir.
All of Rob jokes are not Damon jokes. Damon doesn't joke.
Yeah, Damon.
Damon's always been serious.
Yeah, he's.
All right, you get away with it this time. You may take the damage back, but he thought it, and he had a twinge. He's like, I really
Rob thought it.
Really?
Damon okay. not.
Okay.
He's smarter than that.
You were just. Take 12 damage.
I can't read it from here.
I'm not supposed to see it.
No.
No.
Yes.
You gonna show Natalie or no?
No, I already saw it.
I showed her first.
All right.
I was like, yeah.
Now that you've reached this point, and haven't been aggressive towards me as you entered, because so many heroes think everything needs to be killed.
Well, that I mean, technically we speaking, told. We were aggressive to each other.
We were. Yeah, they were fighting. Here, we were told that it was there was combat. Everything was supposed to be.
Never lethal. Said everything was combat.
No.
Everything could be lethal. Not everything is combat.
Everything is lethal, and not yeah.
Said, I think you're gonna make it out of here, and I'm glad for that.
Any explanation of why the sage would have said what he said about it'll be interesting with them not having a wizard?
We didn't hear that.
We didn't?
No, we didn't.
He said that after we went through.
Oh, okay.
Can we ask her anything?
Ask me anything you want. I won't guarantee you an answer.
Who are your parents? What created you?
What?
That's a good question. I wish I knew.
Okay.
This has been my purpose since I've existed.
Hold on.
But who gave you your purpose?
If anyone else has questions, I need to...
I don't know. That's the mystery of the universe.
Then how do you...
Mystery of the multiverse.
Then how do you know your purpose? If you don't know who gave it to you.
You have to have faith. Don't you have faith?
Shut up. Says the guy with angels riding shotgun in his brain.
Yeah. Not anymore, apparently.
By the way, eventually, your character's smart enough, you'll put it together. You are in a psychic realm. This is... So, because it isn't a psychic connection to them, it is a spiritual connection, you are actually severed from them. Once you leave that door, you'll get them back. Because they're probably talking to your spirit, and your spirit's having a conversation. But your psyche is not.
Really, it's just getting like the do not disturb text response.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do not disturb, I'm driving.
Basically, that's what they're getting, and they're just thinking, oh, well, he's just being a normal dick.
I'm driving. I'll call you back.
How long is he driving? It's been 2 days.
But yeah, so she said, do you have any questions for me?
I think Bright Force has one, but right. I think she's working it together.
Okay, here's the thing. I'm gonna give you a choice. A D10 plus 3 or a D8 plus... I gotta make it so one significant has a higher... A D4 plus 4 or a D10 plus 2 questions. So it's 5 to 8 or 3 to 12 questions you can ask.
Well, I'll go for. I personally don't have any questions. Actually, no, I do have a question, but
this is someone who's been on this earth a long time, so she.
I have two.
Okay,
I'm gonna go with the D10 plus 2.
I think we need it. I mean, that can go good. That can go bad.
Yeah. Average is in our favor.
Average is
but
in our
could,
favor.
But he could roll a 1, and then we would only have 3 questions.
Spend an inspiration to reroll it.
That's true.
That's my thing at the table, in case anyone hasn't figured out. I will let anyone reroll any die, any like result like that with inspiration, because it just feels right.
Okay.
D10, then.
All right. Would someone like to pick a color of D10?
That one.
I would love to.
Mike's colorblind.
I'm going to go with...
This is the one Rob said.
The fairy one.
Which one did Rob say? Because Rob just said that one without even...
I have my finger on one. All right, this is the Fairy Magic D10 from Roll for Initiative Dice. And 8. It's 4, no, sorry, that would be 6 questions. Would you like to reroll?
That was the average answer. I'm say we're good with it.
I'm fine with it because I only have one question. I don't know about everybody else.
I have 2.
I have a question about your questions. If you fail to answer our question, do we get our question back?
Okay, no. Stop. Great, we just wasted one.
Correct.
Are you serious?
It's a logical question to ask.
So we have 5 questions left.
Or you can reroll it.
Can I use my lucky?
I will spend the inspiration I just got tonight.
No. No, the lucky.
You can use
the
lucky, Diane.
Yeah, I want to be lucky. Lucky, come on now.
Ready?
She has 3 of them.
That is now the answer of 9, so you have 8 questions.
I can live with that.
Okay. 8 questions left. Who wants to go first? Natalie has them written down.
I'm working on it.
He's still thinking. Natalie, would you like to go first?
Yeah, since I already have them written down, maybe I can help with them. So my first one is, what else do we need to do to move forward through the forge?
Finish this interview.
Can we have a moment to discuss our question? This is not a question. This is a statement.
Can we like a moment to discuss our questions before we ask them.
That is the right way to say that. You may have 2 minutes.
Okay.
And she kind of leans back and just smiles.
I would personally like to ask about Cece. She said she's like me.
Yeah.
I would like to get some answers on that.
I have questions in regards to my family. I don't know how...
Well, we have 8 questions. We each get 2. I will gladly give away my second one unless something...
about your family. I didn't know you could do that.
No, something she said...
My assumption is correct.
My assumption is correct. Correct?
Yeah.
Her referencing the thing and the thing that happens with my family?
Well, I have no idea what you're talking about, so maybe not. Wait.
You know which organization is affecting my family?
Oh, if she would know that answer?
Yeah.
You don't know. She might have it, she might not.
No, but did she give enough information earlier for my character to make the assumption to ask?
No.
Then never mind. Given
that she has not insinuated that at all.
Okay.
You have 1 minute left to discuss before your questions start to matter. And I'm going to keep a D10 out to track here. I wish I had a spin down.
There's 2 of them right by Natalie here.
Got it.
Never mind.
Oh, that's the spin down.
Is it good?
My other question, so we all know, this is before the timer runs out. My question is basically, what can we do to help the world not end in the catastrophe that she spoke of?
She already said she didn't know the answer.
Okay. She did. Yeah, she did.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, I was going to be asking about the water god that gave me my ability about this. Oh, sorry. Wondering if
your 2 minutes are up. Any questions you ask will be answered. Sorry, there are rules. I'm not even supposed to give the 2 minutes. But I kind of like you. So I took, and you brought the little one with.
Yeah. My question is about your connection to her. I would like to know more as to what she is. I found her a few years ago, but I assumed she was a normal creature until she began talking to me earlier this last month.
I can't tell you exactly what she is, but I can give you some more information. She is a being not unlike I. A being of great purpose, but she may not know what it is.
Okay.
I don't believe she'll age beyond that, unless you live an incredibly long time.
Yeah, that might happen. I don't know.
I also know that the smaller they are, the smaller people, those of our kind, are, and she actually points to the cat and herself, the more important their role, as okay. I am more important than Bast here.
All right.
She is probably more important than I once she realizes her true purpose. That could take millennia, but suffice to say, if she makes it that long, she will be exceptional.
Well, thank you. Something to think about.
To 6.
Anyone else? Don't know. Mm-hmm. Samurai Crab, you can go next. No questions, unless they're questions.
Sorry, I don't mean to be so pedantic about it, but those are the rules.
I understand.
Right. My question is the Mizunokami that has granted me these abilities.
Some of them.
Is he knowing of this and is directing me towards trying to prevent this?
At the time of his death, he was granted with a vision of the future. In that future, he saw untold destruction unless something was... He has been seeking out agents since then to try and stop it. You know it not, but you are one of a very elite. Find them, and your purpose will be made clear.
Oh, thank you.
Art's like, now I have a question. Now I have another question. You also have another question. Anyone else want to ask a question before...
Take it down.
Natalie,
Hey, Paul, you missed your trigger. Take it down.
Oh, thank you.
And give me inspiration.
No.
You missed your trigger. You told us. If you missed your trigger...
Yes, you did.
This is not a trigger.
It is. It is, by definition, a trigger.
I hadn't finished talking yet.
No, you were literally moving on to saying, anyone else want to ask a question?
Oh, fine, you may have your inspiration.
Pedantic.
Those lawyer bullshit.
don't want to ask it, though, because I'm afraid that everyone's going to be like, no, you can't ask that.
Nope, there is no... There are no dumb questions.
There are some dumb questions.
Okay. Like mine.
Can... This is Natalie asking Paul.
If you want, you can have... you can roll an intelligence check to formulate your question properly.
No. I'm asking... Me, Natalie, is asking Paul, the GM. Did she already tell us what she is?
Very clearly, she has not.
Actually, she...
No. She kind of did.
Now,
she said that the cat is an archon and that they're all the same.
Yes.
So she's a type of archon, but she's not...
But like, specifics. No.
She has not specifically told you what she is.
So, I roll intelligence then for Luna to ask then what she is? If she'd be smart enough to ask it or not.
You've already gotten all the information you're going to get on that front. I'll give you that as a benefit.
Okay.
I won't take a question away... But you already have all the information you're going to get as of who and what she is.
And then
ask questions about the world and the state of the world, she can answer. Questions about herself and the state of everything else, not as much.
Ooh, I think...
So you have your second question still.
Rob is still formulating his question in his head, but to propose...
You can write it down.
I got it.
You have a pen and paper.
I got it. It's so much easier if you write it down, by the way. What...
This is your second. Do you want to hold on to your second question in case someone else asks and might answer the question for you? Or do you know exactly what you want?
I know, but I'm scared that she's going to get mad at me.
Has she gotten mad at anybody?
No one yet.
She's pretty much as even.
Because you guys have been asking, like, family stuffs. Kind of.
No, just him.
Feel free to ask whatever you like.
Okay.
I don't think she'll get mad, and if she does, well, then we got to fight on her.
Well, then fuck. What? I'll write it down. So someone else go next. And then come back to me.
Rob. My question is... The Surge...
Do I need to write it clear?
The Surge... Sorry. Surge. Waiting for them. Waiting for them to finish up talking in the mics. So my question is... The Surge... What caused it and why?
Mike could kick your ass for that question because he knows the answer.
I'm not listening.
Okay. His question was... What caused the Surge and why?
Oh.
Which you...
Oh. Yes.
But does your
Feel
character
free
know?
To ask. I
mean, your character actually
Rico
know?
Rico don't know shit.
The surge was caused by the release of all the pent-up magical energy, ki, or chi, as it was, depending on how where you're from, was released back into the world after being trapped to prevent an apocalypse. The trigger was the birth of someone special.
Now we gotta go look for some baby.
No.
I'm sorry. The rebirth of someone special.
Still.
I kind of want to use my other question to ask who that person is. That was a statement.
That was a statement.
Technically.
No, technically is good.
No. I'm saying I only asked one question. Mm-hmm. We had...
Oh, tick down.
Eight.
I'm only going to explain it once per game.
Therefore, I have an extra, which I'm not going to use because I don't have a second question. About what?
Anything.
I'm giving it away because Rico's not the kind of, you know, think that far ahead.
Man, I had a question you thought you'd want to ask, but I can't say it.
Send
it to me if you want. If you don't want to say it out loud.
You know what, Paul? I do want to roll for...
initiative
to formulate a question because like I literally am.
Oh, your character wouldn't care.
Because I feel.
Well, yeah, I already got your question, Paul.
I mean, yeah, I get that, but she doesn't know much about current events, right?
Well, none at all. She knows
everything.
Everything. She's been tapped into this with the ley lines of the earth for 100,000 years. She knows basically everything. You could ask fucking nuclear secrets and she'd have it. Like,
don't tempt Weasel with a good time. Nuke?
You know that nuclear secrets change every three minutes.
So I know.
Useless. Yes, Natalie.
18 plus 5?
23.
Yeah.
That's the question. We'll help formulate it down to something.
No, that was your question. So let's take it down.
No, she rolled 18 plus 5. It was a history check?
No, for intelligence.
What's your intelligence bonus?
It's plus 5.
You're not at 20 intelligence.
This is plus 5.
That's history. Oh, that's your saving throws.
Yeah.
You're looking for the just the
so it's a plus 2.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Unless she...
But either way, it's 20. Just a
plus
2.
It's plus 1.
Formulate your question. Ask your question. It's plus 1. And then that's fine. That's it's 19. You're fine. Ask the question.
Can I generalize with you what yes. I kind of want? Absolutely. I was thinking of catastrophic world, like what would be our next catastrophic world event that we could like prepare for?
That we should she prepare for
the future. Well,
she
no.
You literally just said that she's tapped into this world, so she would know the future.
Well, no, she doesn't know the future, but she knows things that are being prepared that you wouldn't know about.
Right.
I will tick down and I'll answer that question.
Yes.
The next one, because I got 2 or 3 that are lined up.
One that, you know what? Do one that it would go along with Luna. Luna would be the most involved with. That would be the next one.
Well, you said you're calling it catastrophic, as in like world-ending, or as in like hurt hundreds of thousands of people?
Hurts hundreds of thousands of people.
Yeah, but then again, catastrophic to a teenage girl is a whole different thing.
Are we talking catastrophic on a world level scale or catastrophic on a teenage girl scale?
Catastrophic on a teenage girl scale.
You crashed your car, right?
No. No.
You left your car out for Liberated Return again.
he saw the Bright Force logo on the side and went, ooh.
I have one.
Okay. Like well, you know what? How about it's not catastrophic, life changing event.
For her specifically?
Yeah.
You're going to meet your father. He's been looking for you.
You know what? Like, you know what? Yeah. Thank you.
I can't give you more details because you didn't ask me who he was. So, all right. Three questions.
I still have a second one.
And Art has the second one. And then they have the free-floating one from Weasel, who may or may not decide to use it, depending on how he feels in a second. All right. Either one of you wants to go?
I kind of want to use my question to answer something that's been on his head, but is irrelevant to him.
If you'd like to ask me aside as like a isn't it he wouldn't think of what Rob wants to know?
You want to know? I know.
You know, but Damon doesn't.
Exactly.
You could ask it. I mean, it would be like a sacrificial question, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sacrifice.
But he doesn't know. That's the thing.
Well, since... Oh, yeah. You're right. I will leave that...
Exactly.
I'll leave that out for now.
Okay.
But that's why I camouflaged it.
Makes sense. All right, so I have you have 3 more questions. I need y'all to ask them.
I kind of just want to come up with a unsolved question from mathematics or logics and just use that. Just so Damon can use that to solve a unsolved problem. Is there nothing that I can do
ding,
that?
Ding, ding. Take an inspiration.
Wait, so wouldn't mine also be that?
No.
You're not trying to get money
you're
out
not
of it.
You're not trying
or
to
fame.
Get famous or rich. You're just asking, like, what's the next world life-altering event in your life that you have to worry about? That's a little selfish, but it's not for personal gain. You gotta pass.
Okay, my question is, who is in charge of the organization that took over my family's organization? And what is the actual...
That's 2 questions.
Okay, let me rephrase. What is the organization that took over my family's organization?
If I remember.
So your question is, what organization took over your family's organization?
Yeah. So I actually have a name to put with them and to search up.
They're known...
Write this out.
...as the cultists of the Titan. Titan. Very clearly. Otherwise it would be a different name and you know it.
Yeah.
And she would give you that name.
Cultist of the Tyrant.
Titan.
Titan.
Tyrant is something else.
Wouldn't have that name.
They could, but they wouldn't know it.
Yeah, the cultists of the Titan.
Okay. If
you have
2 questions,
2
left.
Questions remaining,
and I promise I only take that trigger once, Anya. So
I was, I know. As I say, you have this many questions, I'd take it down. That's yeah. how I'm sure remembering to do it.
Yep. But if you miss the trigger, that's what I'm saying is I don't want to trigger you by triggering you.
I'm so triggered by this triggering conversation.
Yeah. Y'all have two questions remaining.
All right.
She says, I'm going to offer you an option.
Oh.
If you'd like, I can take one of these questions and give you a truth instead. Now, it wouldn't necessarily be helpful, but it might be in the future.
I like this idea.
Okay.
I'm not saying you have to, obviously, if you have questions, but I can only do this once, and it will end our conversation.
Unless we don't have any other questions.
So it sounds like...
No, Art's working on something.
It sounds like if we do the truth, it completely ends the conversation. We lose that one question that he's writing down.
Not a question. Ha!
Statement!
Is there a person that is accelerating the cataclysm?
Knowingly or unknowingly?
Here's the problem. It's a binary question. You asked, is there?
You should have asked who.
Oh.
I thought that I said who.
Well, we still have an extra question.
I will let you burn an inspiration to rephrase that.
Yes.
Here, I'll burn the one I just used. I'll give you that benefit.
I don't think I can use lucky on that.
Because you worked hard enough on the... They worked hard enough around the table to try and put that together. For me to give them a binary answer would be a dick move.
Yeah.
So I'll just burn an inspiration off. I'm a magnanimous god.
Debatable.
Look at your characters. You're not magnanimous.
We're superpowered on our own.
Okay, for
you
those...
You didn't have to give us superpowers.
No, I know. I didn't have to be a bloodhunter. No, I have to be a Twilight Cleric.
For those who don't know what magnanimous means, what does magnanimous mean?
Giving.
Okay. And that was definitely for the listeners and not just
for Natalie.
Me. It was definitely... It was for me. But you're welcome, because I know one of you was...
It had its own meaning, because like, magnanimous means magnanimous. You know, like, it has a meaning behind it, but you use
that. I swear to God, if that's like the definition where it's like, what does magnanimous mean? Magnanimous means a magnanimous... listen.
No, okay. So, would you like to... Did you rephrase it properly? Magnanimous mean? I can ask questions.
What does magnanimous mean?
It picked up on Mike twice.
I know. Generous or forgiving, especially towards a rival or less powerful person.
Well, that's definitely all of us. Yep. Less powerful in this world.
All right. So, rephrase, right. Please.
Who is accelerating the cataclysm?
I can't believe
you. It's all right. Now, fight me.
You know that he was trying to figure out who.
I have a follow-up question. This is her, not me.
Yes, because that's not a question then.
We have to choose one of them. What?
Which cataclysm were you referring to? Were you referring to the one underneath the
Son
hero
of a
forest?
Bitch!
Or were you referring to her cataclysm?
Shit! No, I rephrased mine. Mine was not a cataclysm.
Correct,
event.
She did.
I did.
Well, no, but what she's saying is there are more than one lined up. Which one are you talking about? She's giving you the benefit. She says,
yep.
because it's vague enough, she can't give you a correct answer. And what you learn is that no, she will not take your question for a bad question. She will ask for clarification.
I have bad questions.
You did.
Would you basically say
but it was
the,
logical
the one
to
referring
ask,
to
thinking
that
we might
the,
not burn the question?
The Hero Forge, maybe? Or are you thinking of a different event? God damn it, Paul.
God.
Damn it, Paul.
Oh, I do so love it. How about I give you three options? This is Paul, not her.
Okay.
The most pressing cataclysm.
Mm.
The most devastating cataclysm.
Or
the most personal cataclysm. Those are not all three different answers.
I'd go with pressing.
This is, like, blowing my fucking mind, man.
Yeah, honest with you, I'd go devastating.
Yeah.
Well, the one that's time-sensitive we need to solve sooner.
Paul.
Damn, Rob. You may have another inspiration.
What the fuck?
Okay.
Your logic was, like, right where I was thinking. I was like, man, I really hope they picked that right one on that.
Yeah.
Okay, because, Mike, you probably know the answer to the most devastating one. Damn. Hey, you read the book, too.
Yeah.
So it would be the most pressing.
Yeah.
Correct.
That would be what...
Yes.
Yeah. We do have two questions.
This is one of them.
We could ask both of them.
But then we don't get the truth.
No, I think she was offering that for the two questions we had remaining.
Hmm. This is a question. You may burn your last question.
Yep.
We may burn one question for a truth.
Ah.
That will be of her choosing.
Okay.
So it would be, who is accelerating the most pressing cataclysm?
Her eyes roll. You see her eyes like flicker, as if she's reading through more data than any computer in the world's ever done at once.
Except for Claw.
No. Including Claw.
Mm-hmm.
Claw's like, damn, girl, that data processing speed.
What about petabyte?
Petabyte.
Pita?
Pita bread?
Pita! Pita! Biting a pita.
Pita! Sorry.
People eating tasty animals?
Uh-huh.
Hold on. I have to think of the right answer to this question because I have a couple that are coming up and I have to think about which one would be the most pressing to you.
Just come up with a name and then we'll figure it out from there. Then you can associate the cataclysm as you choose.
Necro.
DeFeo?
Fuck.
Well, at least two of us are resistant to necrotic.
I was rereading my character sheet. I'm immune.
Oh! Cool.
That yeah. ring is nice.
Unfortunately, he probably has, like, the depth in necrotic.
Maybe.
Immune becomes resistant, and resistance becomes...
Yeah.
Oh, you got Dirk.
Well, that's and how elemental adept works. That's
yeah.
No, that's no. Specifically Pyromancer has that remove immunity to resist, and resist becomes nothing. Adept makes resistance nothing, but it doesn't do shit to immunity.
Yep.
That'd be a shitty feature.
Yeah. And traits ones as twos.
A little better, but... All right.
I keep forgetting about that.
You have one question.
We want to go with the truth.
I'm sorry, she would have said the cowl known as Necro.
She's very, exact.
Correct. Because there are other people in the world calling themselves Necro. But you guys know, if he is considered a cowl, there's one cowl, because he goes and kills the ones who try and take his name.
Could we find out?
No, wait.
This is Natalie asking the group. Could we?
We've already passed up our 2-minute talk to the group.
So I would go with the truth.
Truth.
Okay. Never mind. I'll ask later. I'll ask the crew later.
Well, you can ask me. You can't ask them. Because he asked questions. Talk to me.
No. I'm going to say it out loud in the mic to everyone else. Could Natalie asking Paul, because of this bullshit now, Natalie asking Paul, couldn't we just ask that same question and then go with another option of the three that you gave us?
Yes, we totally could have.
So do you want to do that?
That's what I was actually mentioning.
Okay.
As an option, but we want to go with what...
The truth.
They want to go with the truth.
Okay.
So. Right. Because it's Paul giving us future information...
True.
...versus information we could find out on our own.
That's true. Okay. All right. Continue.
You ready?
No. Let's go.
Fair.
The surge isn't over. The next thing that will be affected are the plants and animals. The barriers between the planes have been shattered. Beware the walkers between the worlds.
Did you write down that quote just said?
Art just did.
So. Can you write down that quote you just said?
Yeah, if I could repeat it word for word, sure, but I can't.
It's an audio. It's recorded. Just give her, just do it in a couple days.
Look over there.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
What did you write, Mike?
This is Natalie asking Paul to write it down, but he is refusing
to. I couldn't give it to you again, Ruby.
Because you said something really nice.
I had something written, and then I figured that, and it was like, that would be if you gave up all your questions, she could have given you a really, like, elaborate answer that would have given you a bunch of things, but really not much. But I figured it would be more fun for you guys to come up with questions. So then I gave you, like, a pared-down version of it at the end. Hopefully it was helpful.
Listen, you know that I need clarification.
Oh,
The fact that I keep getting yelled at!
The surge is not over.
Mm-hmm. The next thing I heard you got that.
Plants and animals.
Yeah,
the barriers between the planes
have been shattered.
Yeah.
Beware the walkers between the worlds.
I thought you were saying, like, a quote that you had written down.
I
just wanted to be sure.
Up on the spot.
Yeah.
Because I had a big thing prepared and it ended up not happening. So.
Intel. Okay, fine.
I
don't know if
I saved it, but that was, I wrote it earlier at work.
It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. I'll go.
All right. So, what happens now? Now that we're out of questions.
You don't have any more questions.
No, you don't have any more questions.
I know.
And our conversation is done. It has been lovely to get to know each of you. And she refers to you by your first.
Is it first name or is it actual?
Proper. Yes. It'd be what you see yourself as.
Your true name.
Your true name. And she does true name each of you. Deimos? No, it's not Deimos. It is. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Deimos Kitsis.
Dylan. You did say Dylan, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Boom Gremlin. And.
Luna the Great.
Luna the Great. I think she just said Luna.
No, no.
That's my true name.
Yeah, Luna
the Great. Luna the Great.
Yes.
That's her true first name. There's no space.
Then Deimos would be Deimos Ethereal
Kitsis.
Kitsis. And yours would be just Dylan.
Just Dylan.
Name.
Zale.
Zale.
Dylan Zale. All right. It has been a wonderful to get to know you, and I hope the next plane I go to has people as interesting as you.
Farewell.
It was nice.
The Forge will leave at dawn on the next day. It is currently... She looks under her wrist with this note watch.
It has a sundial on it.
Yeah, it doesn't help.
That's the joke.
It was fucking Hercules.
Yes.
You know, sundial. As he flashes it, his coat. No, we just rewatched her. Yes, it is currently 2 p.m. So you have...
Oh, it's Sunday.
Dawn is at like 6 o'clock, 6:30 or so. So you've got 19 and a half hours to prepare.
Prepare for a return or prepare...
For the Zero Forge.
So go tell people what's happening, basically. Yeah.
Correct.
All right. And she says, goodbye. It snaps her fingers.
Damn, I just have a question.
A little late now.
God damn it, Rob.
Ask the question to the table for funsies or no?
Yeah, ask us.
What is going to happen once the Hero Forge leaves?
The thing comes out and be like, ah!
Well, no, is there going to be a horde of zombies released? What is
there going to be a hole in the ground? Am I going to see a little, like...
Well, yeah, I know I will be around to make sure that if something comes out that
it will not make it far.
I think we make sure to
kind of the plan. I think.
Yep.
I think
gather up as many people as we can.
Yeah. Ask some
for
of
this
the
purpose.
I think Claw's Cannon is still set up.
I mean, that was a couple weeks ago.
Still probably set up.
Yeah. with that thing, but he won't let me near it.
You're related to a certain somebody.
Most things that
11 foot
that explode, you are not allowed to go near. Very strange.
Yeah.
I
know who your grandfather is, and he's like, no. He's like, he accidentally triggered one missile silo one time. It's not allowed.
Yeah.
When you try to use a...
It took them 6 months to get a super to put the fucking mountain bat together.
Yeah, when you try to use a cruise missile as a baseball bat, it doesn't end up well.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, as you all feel invigorated in a different way, you're going to get two benefits. You may each gain proficiency in one skill, or one skill or two tools, and you may gain two stat points to add. They may not go over 20.
Okay, so...
And if it's open?
If it's open, it's fine.
Okay, I'm going to write 2, and then I'm going to put C. Paul. C. Paul.
Ooh. Yeah.
/
I can actually put in my dex.
There we go. Because
I still had open availability in my dex. I'm a +2 dex right now. Mm-hmm. Medium tactical gives max of 3. Yeah. And then I'm finally a +3 initiative!
Woot.
Well, I know where my stat points are going.
Huh?
Yeah.
Gotta get that thickness up?
Yeah, I don't have to waste a ASI.
Well, yeah, so everyone gets 2 points in stat, 1 skill proficiency.
Or 2 tools.
Or 2 tools.
Alright.
It isn't what you guys were hoping for. I figured that was a nice thing. It saves you an ASI if you got something you're trying to put points into, and... Aris is rubbing his head. He's like, I don't need any ASIs right now. God damn it.
Can I trade that for a feat?
No, Paul, because then we could use the feat as the spark boost.
So I get that. I get that.
Unless you're willing to give us a spark boost.
No.
I get that. Shh. Give it to me, damn it!
Okay. Or I guess you could trade the two AS, the two attribute points, a boon.
What kind of boon?
You know.
I link it up. So it could be really good, it could be total shite.
You know that I wanted to flavor it with, it was like fairy magic, and it'd be a fairy kind of shield.
It'd be fairy good for her.
Right?
Damn,
let that me hurts. Have it. Please.
I'm leaving it up to you.
Ask for the boon, and then you might get it.
I'm just
gonna or you can put the 2 points into your dex.
I'm going to keep harassing him, though. Let me have it.
Natalie, put the 2 points into your dex so it's no longer negative.
No. No, because it's so funny when I roll a one and a two. Come on. It's the funniest shit. Okay, I rolled two ones.
I'm going to ask on the table. What did you do? Okay, well, I'll start with Rob because I think he's in Rob and Mike, and then we'll have the last two who are the basically ones up in the air. What did you take?
Well, I'm actually going to put the rank into investigation so I can actually have expertise in investigations finally. Though I may have to actually go through my character sheet to make sure I didn't already have that by accident. Because when you redid the intelligence that a while back, the brain, I might have to recheck to see if I would have had that.
If you're proficient in your expertise.
That's yes. I don't know if I adjust the character sheet to actually reflect that.
If you just put it back to nothing, it'll be back to what it was default.
Yeah.
Which means if you changed it, it would be there. Either way. So you took expertise. You took investigation to get expertise on investigation.
Yep.
What did you use the stat points on?
I'm still thinking about gave the plus one to Dex, which gives me plus one to armor class, and then plus one to my initiative. But that's really not much. So I'm really thinking about the boon, because having a lot of boons is pretty good.
Okay. Is that your final answer?
You know what? Fuck it. I'm going boon.
Okay. Art. Proficiency or tools, and then boon or two ASI points.
I think I'm going to go the boon.
Okay.
I'm not sure if I want the skill or the tools, but I'm not sure what tools I would take.
Driving.
I already have driving.
Expertise in driving.
No, if you have proficiency in driving, you get expertise because we live in a society where driving is a thing.
Yeah, because I got the expertise for the on my background, or driving for.
So you have expertise already.
Yeah.
So you're a really goddamn good driver.
Triple expertise.
No, it's just double.
Right, but if he gets it again.
No, mm-hmm. Not
the expertise. Mm-hmm. Can I take the ASI and take tough instead?
Okay.
You're so quick to say no to us.
You have to be.
I have driving, so
that's true.
Yeah, at the current level, give me 20 extra other points.
Tools I would take, so I'd probably go with expertise in acrobatics.
I didn't say expertise. I said a
proficiency. Okay.
Because I'm having the brain power set. If I have proficiency,
it helps. Oh, gotcha.
I have a question.
I might have an answer.
Because of my style of magic.
Yes.
If I were to take Arcana, could I change it to Charisma?
That would take your boon, but yes.
But the skill.
Yes, it would permanently change Arcana to Charisma for you.
No. I need those 2 points. I put the 2 points into Constitution so that I'm actually maxed out.
And have more hit points. 10 more of them, in fact.
Yes.
And plus one AC.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the skill is going to be Arcana because I'm sure Gwen would love that.
You can take inspiration from being a good boyfriend. Okay. Thinking about someone other than yourself. Well, kind of thinking about yourself, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
All right. Natalie, hi. She's taking the boon. Got it. And what's the skill?
It's going to be shield.
No.
The skill.
No, take shield. Spell. Natalie's spell. Shield. Yeah. Uh-huh.
You sure you don't want Blaster shield spell?
Mm-mm.
Or his counter spell?
Yeah.
Shield.
What proficiency and a skill are you going to take?
What do you mean?
Just choose one of your skills.
Skills
that you don't have, and pick one, and you get it.
I thought I just had to. Okay, fine. I would forego that to get what I want, to be honest.
You might already be getting it, though.
If you don't take the 2 points, you can get the boon, and he'll give you something that may be good or may not be
what's,
good.
What's what? Pick one that I'm already proficient
pick
in?
A skill that you are not proficient in.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And that will be added to your list of proficiencies.
So if you don't have deception, or athletics, or acrobatics...
See, I thought about going with, like, performance, or... what's the other one? Yeah, the two charisma skills I don't have. I just went, nah!
I'm going to do stealth.
Eh, gimme.
What do you mean, eh?
Let me take
for
a look.
For God fucking sakes, just tell me what I want, apparently.
All
right. You're, so far, I have a negative at it that we're never going to stealth because I also don't have stealth.
He's a total of plus two.
You said, pick okay. one that I am not proficient in
character,
so I can add shit.
In
Natalie,
character.
Natalie, listen.
People keep
Natalie.
Yelling at me
Natalie.
To be quiet.
Just listen.
So, totally in character.
Yeah.
Animal handling.
Okay.
You like fluffy animals,
yeah.
right?
Yes.
Would you want to be able to deal, you know, mm-hmm. play with them, deal with them, get them to do what you want?
Sure.
That would be a good option.
Okay.
Arcana.
No.
Deception, you're not really the dishonest
no.
type, though you are the child of a politician.
Yes.
So,
mm-hmm, that's
deception
fair.
Would come naturally.
Mm-hmm.
Insight, do you want to be able to know if somebody's lying to
I
you?
I thought I'm already in proficient.
You are not.
Oh, I'm not? Okay.
Intimidation.
I think I would take
crack knuckles.
Insight. We'll do insight. Just do insight.
Insight?
Sure.
Just
yeah.
For,
yeah.
Yeah.
Sheet. Don't wait. Yeah, uh-huh.
That
yeah.
Fucking mask.
Good.
Damn. She yeeted a fucking squishimal at me. Is that what it's called?
I don't
that's
know.
That's not real. I clicked the wrong one.
It's
okay,
fine.
So that's all of our choices.
Insight.
All right.
Expertise.
So, no. okay, so going on the table, let's start with Natalie's.
I game. Hate that we do this on on air, by the way. I hate that we do this on air. I wish we would do this elsewhere. So then I could be prepared.
The boon?
Yes.
He's giving you free power-ups.
I know he is. I'm just saying I wish I could discuss it.
So
not
as you,
on
as
here.
You, as you show up, as you come out of the, as you come out,
mm-hmm.
you're gonna notice that when you are ready for a fight, you have fairy wings that appear on your back.
There you go.
And
wait.
They allow you to cast the shield spell as many times as your charisma modifier per day. Long rest.
Three times.
3 times a day.
Okay.
And it does not add to your class list, let's be clear.
So you can't use spell slots to
okay.
cast it.
So you get 3 shields a day.
Moving on. Next all person.
Right. Mike does not get a boon because he is...
Mike got a boon.
He got.
I now have 6 casts of shield a day.
For free.
Yeah. And 6 casts of Thunderball. And 6 casts of my mini booms.
Yeah, it's
they need a better name, but still.
Yeah, they do need a better name. All right.
I'm working on it.
Art. I've been thinking on what yours would be.
Mm-hmm.
And...
You got a boat.
You get a keep.
I'm torn between 2 options. I'm going to give you a choice.
Okay.
I won't tell you exactly what they are.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to give you the general feel. Offense or defense?
Ooh.
Because I have a good one for both.
I so want to just go offense.
The defense in this party is already bananas. Like,
huh?
The defense in this party is bananas.
Yeah, I'm going to go offense.
Okay. Whenever you deal cold damage, increase the die size by 1. Oh, however you get it.
Okay.
And you may turn your water bolt into cold damage.
Okay.
As you notice that a chill, you come out with like almost like an icy sheen on you, on your armor.
So if he has 4 attacks around, he starts with a D6, D8, D10.
No. His D anything that is a D6 of
so
cold
the,
is now
is a D8.
It's now a
okay.
D8.
So it's just permanent once up. Okay, yeah. I thought you were saying each time he deals it, it stacks into like short rest.
I didn't take it that way.
Well, and also, like for example, if you had let's say Cone of Cold,
mm-hmm.
it would do D10s, not D8s. So you can find somewhere to finish Cone of Cold. He's like, now I have to figure that out. Yeah, anytime you do cold damage, it increases by a die size, which helps all your melee attacks.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured that would be helpful.
What was the defensive option? I'm just curious.
Wall of Ice power mod per day.
Yeah. I would definitely have gone with the offensive then.
Given the two choices, yeah, the offense was better.
Oh, I knew which one was better. But Wall of Ice is very, very useful.
Oh, yeah. No, and...
It walls off corridors. It has so many hit points, it takes a fucking disintegrate to get through it sometimes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you just stack it up in a line, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then... Last but not least.
Yay, I'm least.
Last and certainly least.
I literally said not least. Y'all heard me.
Certainly least.
I heard Mike.
I'm going to give you a choice. Knowledge or power?
Ooh.
Ooh.
But it's a boon regardless. Correct. Some sort of ability. Can I burn an inspiration to know what they are?
Not even close.
Can I burn two inspiration to know what they are?
Still no.
I got three this episode.
still no.
Okay, worth a shot. Seriously, I got three inspiration throughout this episode.
Yeah, I'm generous with inspiration because I hate you guys like a fucking train. So, all right. Anyone have any insight? Maybe help them out. Knowledge or power, and I'm not telling you what either one of those means.
I'm leaning towards knowledge.
I know you are, but you also have
a lot.
I'm very offensive already.
I mean, yes.
We know that.
Yeah.
Your character, too. you already have the most knowledge out of the entire party. I don't know what he could give you knowledge-wise that would be...
Like, for extra clairvoyance, or... Yeah, his cold would always be effective. Natalie's shield will always be effective.
Minor effects that are... It's an average of a half a damage point per attack for art, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but when he crits now, it's even better. And he's a crit fisher.
Rock on.
Get it, Fisher?
Yeah, I gotcha.
Okay.
It's okay, I won't hit you this time.
Art! All right, sounds like the group is suggesting power instead of knowledge.
It's your character, it's your... And I realize I'm not on the microphone.
What kind of...
Art!
What
thoughts?
Kind of crab is that? Does it say?
Your power seems
it's a samurai
powerful.
Crab.
Oh my god!
I mean, to be honest with you, your knowledge already is quite high. What bonus could he really give you?
I've got a thick one for it.
Well, I'm already in legend lore at will.
I mean, if you want to go with knowledge, go for it.
Yeah,
it would help us roleplay better. To be honest,
true.
Depending on what it actually is.
As it shows, I'm all for role play. I gave up skill and something I would be good with for role play purposes. So something that's already covered by another member of the party. Significantly better than me.
I'm gonna go with power then. Because we already got knowledge pretty covered.
Alright.
Plus I got spell slots to cover other knowledge things.
Okay. Would you like to know what the knowledge was?
Yes. No. Unfortunately.
No, do not tell him.
Because now you'll
feel
like
shit. Do
not
tell him. Yeah. Don't.
Tell us, but not him.
Exactly.
And then you'll hold it over me? No, thank you. What was knowledge before power?
Knowledge was whenever you look at a map, you can say a person's name and look at it. And
if I looked at a globe, could I just say, what was your mother's name?
Uh-huh. You didn't pick it. I had a humdinger for knowledge. For
I'm okay with that, because I could already cast locate creature.
It's 1,000 feet.
Yep.
That is not global positioning system.
Call in a missile strike right here.
So, wait, combo with that and scrying.
Uh-huh.
Missile strike?
ICBM?
I could just... Okay, moving on. Power.
What did he get? Me no whammy, no whammy.
I know,
stop.
Right?
Boosting my rating just like his ice.
Your quill no longer has... Your quill now has double as many.
But I still stuck with max number of wizard spells I can normally have as a cleric, because I am currently have.
He uses his cleric slots and to cast wizard spells.
You can prepare wizard spells as if you were a wizard of that level, of your level. So you're a mystic theurge now.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, so you can learn and cast up to what, 5th level spell, 6th level spells?
You can find a spell book.
Your spell casting capability for your wizard spells
will always be equivalent.
Is equivalent to your cleric level.
You are effectively, without the class features, obviously, a 9th level, a 10th level wizard, and a 10th level cleric at the same time.
Okay, so
did you share spell slots?
You didn't get any more slots, but
you now have the ability to learn everything in the wizard list.
Correct. Okay, and I can hold the spell book.
And your spell, yes, and a spell book full of.
Your quill turns into a spell
book. It turns into a spell book, and it has up to, I will give you, treat it as if you were a 3rd level wizard learning spells normally.
So I get 6 plus then 2 second, then 2 at 2nd level, which is 2 more 1st levels.
Correct.
And then 2 2nd level spells.
Correct.
That's what's in the book, and now you can start filling it out on your downtime.
And then those spells are always prepared or not?
No, you prepare
them like a wizard.
Okay, which takes up my.
You have cleric slots and wizard slots. You prepare each of them individually.
Okay,
no longer have to worry about. Oh, I want to have some wizard slots, so I got to go up cleric. I am equal. The thing that really hampers you is action economy,
and total number of casting slots.
Correct. You got options.
I got ritual spells.
Out the ass.
Yes, but do you have ritual casting?
Yes. You have wizard ritual casting. It is a class feature.
Had to ask.
But he has it as a cleric, so he actually would have had it. Cause
okay.
It
prepared, yeah.
But now anything in the book I can ritual that has a ritual tag, I can ritual cast any time. Right. So, help me understand a little bit better, but we could do this off because we're kind of
ready. Well, all right. And I think with that, it's time to end. We'll explain the rest of this stuff off mic.
What?
Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate you. If you like us, leave us a review. It helps out a lot. Good night, everybody.
Take care.
Good night, everybody. Good night.